This is a CNA podcast.
Now, Singapore Today with Lance Alexander and Daniel Martin.
Well, you would have seen this, right? An elderly woman recently being fined for trespassing into her neighbor's home twice, once to complain about noise from renovation work and again to confront the neighbor about a missing sandal. Now, we know neighbor disputes are not uncommon in Singapore. You would have also seen videos of neighbors throwing rubbish near your flat. That constant loud banging, we've seen lots of videos on TikTok and Instagram about it. And even this one, which is fairly new, I just saw it on Instagram and TikTok. Bottles of urine being tipped into someone's shoes. I found it hard to watch, but it was being done.
Now, if you were on the receiving end of these sorts of unneighbourly confrontations, what would you do? Now, can you use the law to get these disputes sorted out? Well, we're joined by Gloria James Savita, head lawyer at GJC Law. Now, Gloria, neighbours don't always get along, but it's fine when they leave you and your family alone. In saying that, have you ever had a difficult neighbour?
Yes, I have had. There have been interesting cases, I would say. My own personal experience, I had a neighbor who basically put some poison to my money plant that was doing very well.
Why?
So, I don't know. Maybe my neighbor didn't have green fingers.
So how did you resolve this particular issue? And how did you find out it was your neighbor putting some poison into your plants?
Because I, at that time, what I did was to install the CCTV in my premises that sort of overlooks.
Okay, so then you were able to confront the neighbor, or did you go to a tribunal to get it sorted?
I just did a polite conversation with my neighbor and said, look, you know, we want to continue living in harmony, right? Can we, can you stop doing this?
Okay. And was your neighbor quite embarrassed because you confronted him or her with video evidence?
Yes, she was very embarrassed because the thing is, I sort of spoke to her daughter, and the daughter was the one that reached out to the mother, and all three of us decided to have a conversation. I did it as amicable as I can, and eventually they did move out. At that time, I was staying with my mom, so I was kind of disappointed because that was my mom's favorite plant.
Right, but having confronted them, did they take it well?
Strangely enough, they did. There was no denying because at that point in time, I showed them the evidence that I had.
Okay, and the good news is now you've got a money plant that's thriving.
Yes, my mom does.
Okay, good. So now we've heard about the positive aspects of confronting the neighbor and resolving a dispute. But what happens when you have a neighbor that is hard, are very difficult to get along with, or who does something quite horrendous, quite naughty? When do we actually seek legal recourse?
Okay, so usually what I would tell any clients or any layperson that, look, try to go to your community mediation center, try to see if they could help you to resolve. If you find that it's too much of a pressure for you to go to the community center, why not approach your grassroots leader and see if they could help you with it. Coming to a lawyer should be the last resort.
Now, what you mentioned, I think communication is key, right? In solving this type of situations.
Yes, it is. It is. Because sometimes the other side need to know how you feel and how you would be reacting, and you tell. And when you speak to them, get them to, understand how they would feel if they were in your shoes.
If you go to the tribunal, I believe there is a community disputes resolution tribunal, and they can't resolve matters. When do we say, okay, we have to take this further and we need to go to the courts?
If you truly believe that, you need the help of the law to impose certain conditions on your neighbors. If you feel that would actually work, then that's a recourse that one would have to take, because sometimes some people won't do anything until they feel threatened that they might have a criminal record, And because not only are you allowed to file a complaint in the tribunal? What if you feel that your neighbor was constantly harassing you? You know, you might have the case where you have a common corridor and your neighbor is always, you know, as soon as you walk past, you know, every day at 5:30, your neighbor splashes water on you. You know, we have seen that happening, you know, clients have complained. That kind of situation, it crosses the line of being a harassment. And you could file an application under the Prevention of Harassment Act and go to the Poha Court to get an immediate order. So there are recourse.
Okay, that's good to hear. Melvin Low is Senior Lecturer at Law Program, School of Law, Singapore University of Social Sciences. Melvin, welcome to the show. We're keen to find out. You know, we know about the banging, the loud banging from a block of flats from one particular flat owner. It's hard to believe that he has been doing this for many years, but still very little can be done. Is there any way something like this can be stopped? Because obviously there's a lot of mental stress for the people living around this individual. And the constant banging is just a no-go. It's just not fair for everyone living in that community. So how can the law help here?
The first thing we always say to neighbors who are having issues, whether it's to do with sound or to do with just interference in general, is that we recommend that the neighbors try to have a conversation with one another. Because sometimes it's just, I would say, misalignment of expectations. And so perhaps a conversation would help. Now, in the event that a conversation is not possible or a situation whereby it still does not stop after that, the next level of escalation actually is that of through your grassroots leaders to try and work something out. And sometimes that comes with a referral to the community mediation center.
Mm-hmm.
And through the community mediation center, actually parties can reach an agreement, which is basically facilitated by a community mediator, that can have a legal recourse, if you will, because it's meant to be a legal document. And actually, to that end, changes are being made through this year alone. There was a consultation being held for feedback about how to basically make changes to have these agreements have greater legal impact and bearing. For instance, you know, leading towards some sort of orders that the courts can actually make. Sometimes when the perhaps the noise or the perhaps the harassment, you know, as was mentioned earlier, reaches to a particular extent, it could be the situation whereby parties decide to lodge what we call a magistrate's complaint at the state courts. Through that situation, the mediation will happen at the courts, and the resolution of which is actually a legally binding order. So that could result in finality for the parties involved.
Okay, Melvin, so currently there are laws, but there will be more laws to tighten and protect you against some difficult neighbours, yes?
Yeah, so changes were proposed. I believe the consultation closed earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And amongst the changes that have been contemplated, such as interim orders, which is to basically, you know, advise, or basically, I would say, ask for parties involved to behave a certain way until the entire matter is resolved.
And if it's not resolved, what happens mm-hmm. then? If it continues to persist, what happens then? Very quickly, please.
Right. So if it continues to persist and it's not resolved, what could happen is, for example, the escalation through the Community Dispute Resolutions Tribunal, I believe that was mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So it could result in fines, for instance. It could result in a particular sanction, for instance. One of the changes that's been floated, it has to do with, for instance, properties that are rented out to tenants, because that's one of the big problems where the owners don't live in the property. So how do we deal with the tenants? Because the tenants may not feel responsible for the property. So greater things are being contemplated and were basically suggested for the changes in the law, for instance.
Okay, we'll have to leave it at that. Melvin Low, Senior Lecturer, Law Programs, School of Law, Singapore University of Social Sciences. We also heard from Gloria Jean Savetta, Head Lawyer at GJC Law. Thank you.